Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalayim Bikurim Daf Chaf Aleph, and we are starting Chaf Aleph Beis on the bottom with Halacha Vav and the Vilchos Daf. It's on Yud Amud Aleph. And today's daf is sponsored by Lunishmas Marsh Merim Sar Basar Yaakov Moshe Her Neshama should have an Aliyah. Now we have one less Mishnah comparing and contrasting different things. So the Mishnah tells us Kai, or some pronounce it as Kvi. There's a big Machlekes, and this is an animal which we are not so sure what it is. Is it a Behema, which is basically a domesticated animal, or a Chaya, a wild animal? So the Mishnah tells us that this Kai or Kvi Yesh by Drachem Shavel Chaya, V'Yesh by Drachem Shavel Behema, V'Yesh by Drachem Shavel Chaya Ul Behema. And this animal, in certain ways, is like a chaya, in certain ways, it's like a behema, in certain ways, it's like both, and in certain ways, it's like neither. The Mishnah continues, how is it compared to a chaya? When this kvi is shechted, its blood needs kisui, we have to cover it with dirt, like the blood of a wild animal. We know that when shechting a chaya, it needs kisui adam, and this kai needs that as well. Now, because it's safek, we're not allowed to shecht it on yantif, because this dirt is muks on yantif, and if it was shechted, no doing kisui adam. Furthermore, it's fats become tummy with tumas nevela like a chaya, as opposed to a behema with tumas besafik, but it's only a safik tuma. And lastly, if ain't pointed by petar chamar, when a person has a firstborn donkey and he has to redeem it with a sheep with a seh, one cannot use this kvi as a pinyan petar chamar because it's only a safik. Ketzad shavu lebehema, the Mishnah says, how is it compared to a behema? Chel by asur kechel of a behema, its fats are asur like the fats of a behema, but ve'ain chayav an alvakaris, one is not chayav karis for eating them, and also ve'ain nilkach bekesef meiser loichel b'yushalayim, one is not allowed to use Meiser Sheni money to buy a Kai in Yerushalayim to eat it, because it's not necessarily considered a behema. However, v'chayv v'zroi v'l'chayim v'keva, when one shechts this animal, he's chayv to give its zroi l'chayim and keva to a Kayin, and in that way it's like a behema. However, Reb Lezer poters him from this, because shamotzi b'chaver al-varaya. If a Kayin wants to be mitzi the zroi l'chayim and keva from his fellow who shechted it, he would have to bring a proof that it's considered a behema, not a chaya. The Mishnah continues, ketzad einu shav l'chayu ul behema. How is it not compared to either of them? Well, also mishum kalayim im a chaya v'im a behema. There's an isra of with a chaya and a behema. We know that one's not allowed to hitch two different types of animals together to plow a field or to a wagon, and one's not allowed to mate them either. So he's not allowed to mate a kai with a chaya or a behema. And a kais of chayas of behemta libnoi, if a person writes over all of his chayas of behemas to his son, loikas of lois a kvi is not included in this. Furthermore, Amar Fafelo says, Hareni nazir shazeh chaya or ubehema. I'm a nazir that this animal, this kvi, is a chaya, or that this animal is a behema. Harei's a nazir, he has to be a nazir. And we're going to expound on this in the Gemara. Now, Ushar called Rachav in regards to all other things, shavan chaya ul behema, it's like both a chaya and a behema. Uton shchita kazeh kazeh. When one wants to eat a kvi, he has to shecht it like he has to shecht a chaya or a behema. And umatayim mishum nevela, if it dies without being properly shechted, it has tumas nevela. Umishum ever menachai, there's an isra ever menachai kazeh kazeh, just like a behema and a chaya. I think we're asked a fundamental question: ezu kai, what exactly is this kai animal? Now this we have machlekes. Amar Blazer tells us: ez shalal gabe tzvi, utzvi shalal gabe iza. It's either the product of a male goat mating with a female deer, or a male deer mating with a female goat. And these combinations are both chaya and behema. And since we're besafik whether or not we follow the father or the mother, that's why we say we don't know what this kvi is. Now it's important to note that according to Blazer, a kai is a mixture of a chaya and behema, and we're just besafik what it is. However, Rabbanan say it's not a mixture of a chaya and a behema. Min hui karoi, it's its own min, it's its own creation, it's a totally different class. V'loyach l'cham lamed alav, and the cham simply weren't able to be oimid, is it a chaya or is it a behema? It's not that it's a mixture of the two, it's just some sort of creation. The cham didn't know how to categorize it as a chaya or a behema, and we're going to see how that plays out halachically in the continuation of the Gemara. We can explain the Mishnah of in pidyon by petach chamar. One cannot do a pidyon petach chamar with this kai. Now let's say padei b'kai, he was paid his firstborn donkey with this animal. Chayzer padei b'seh, he has to go back and redeem it with a sheep. Therefore, meis echad mehen, if one of them died, hamaytzim chaver al v'raya, the one who wants to extract it from the fellow, he has to bring the raya. This is either the kain from the farmer or the farmer from the kain. They have to bring a raya that this is or is not a chaya or behema. Further explaining, we had said ketzad shavu l'behema v'chulu, and on this the Mishnah had said that its chelev is asur like chelev behema, and one is not chayv karis on it. Now the Gemara tells us, Masisa our Mishnah, do like Reb Lezer, is not like Reb Lezer. The Tanya Reb Lezer, Emor Reb Lezer says, Kai chayavin al chabay Hashem taloi. If the person eats the chelev, the forbidden fat of a kvi, he's chayv in Hashem taloi. Now our Mishnah says that he's not chayv karis, but it does not say that he's chayv in Hashem taloi. So our Mishnah is clearly not Reb Lezer. Chafafon b'zatav. The Gemara tells us, Masisa do like Rav. It seems to be that this brayse that we just quoted from Lezer is not like Rav. The Rav, because Rav says, Kol she ifshar lamed al vadoi. If we're able to determine what this thing is bevadai, lo yu chayav on sfeika asham toloi, one is not going to be chayav on its suffik asham toloi. Namely, Rav holds that an asham toloi is only brought when, let's say, we have two pieces. One of them is forbidden chaylev, and the other one is shuman, permitted fat, and someone ate one of them. Now, since an expert could technically come along and be mevarer the suffik by telling us what type of fat the remaining one is it kosher or not? Therefore, while we're still in a state of suffik, an asham toloi would be brought by this fellow who ate the piece. But if we have one piece of fat in front of us, suffik chaylev, suffik shuman, and the guy ate it. Well, now it's impossible to determine what it was, and he does not bring an asham. And according to Rabbi Elazar, a kvi is like that. It's a suffik. We don't know, is it a behema or is it a chaya, meaning would one be chayv a carbon frit or not? Rabbi Elazar just told us that one is chayv an asham talui, and Rav is saying that one is not chayv an asham talui, so it's clearly not like Rabbi Elazar. The Gemara tells us, pasar la, we could explain as follows, chalukin al divrei Rabbi Elazar. The chachamim argue with Rabbi Elazar, and Rav holds like the chachamim and not like Rabbi Elazar. We continue explaining the mission of Ein Nukach B'Kasef Meiser. This koy is not allowed to be bought with money of Meiser Sheni. The Gemara explains, afilu b'shasha yu lekhen behema l'basar taiva. This is even during a time when people were allowed to use Meiser Sheni money to buy basar taiva, which means just to buy an animal to shechta to make a barbecue. Still, in Ein Nukach B'Kasef Meiser, le'achal b'Yerushalayim, this animal is not allowed to be bought with Kasef Meiser Sheni to be eaten in Yerushalayim, because again, maybe it's a chaya, it's not necessarily a behema. And the reason why the Gemara is emphasizing this is because after this stage, the Chum were metakein that anyway, one is only allowed to use Meiser Sheni money to buy an animal that could be used as a carbon. And if a kvi for sure can't be used as a carbon, so there'd be no reason to tell us it can't be bought with money of Meiser Sheni. And therefore, says the Gemara, the whole chiddush in the Mishnah is that even during the time that people were allowed to use Meiser Sheni money to buy a regular animal for a barbecue, still one wasn't allowed to buy a kai. And we also said in the Mishnah of a chayv Israel l'chaim of a keva that when one shechts a kvi and he wants to make a backyard barbecue, he still has to give the Israel l'chaim and keva to a kayin, and that way it's like a behema. Whereas Rabbi Elazar Paiter, Rabbi Elazar says that he's pater, he does not have to give it. And the Gemara clarifies why this is. Rabbi Elazar du Amar, according to Rabbi Elazar, who holds that this is a mixture of two different animals, a chaya and a behema, achshav hu nistapek loy, now that we're besafek, since we don't know what it is, Amar pater. That's where Rabbi Elazar says a person's pater from giving Israel l'chaim and keva, because as we said, hamatz mechaver al varaya. However, Rabbanon, dinun marin, min hu ikaroi, the Rabbanon, who say that this kvi is its own min, it's a beri b'fina atmai, its own creation, that we just don't know if it's a behema or a chaya, but it's not a combination of both, inun amrin chayiv. So they say this fellow's chayiv to give. And that's because specifically in regards to din Israel chayim and keva, there's extra words in the Torah. It uses the word imshar imse, and the drasha from there is that we're also including a kai. Continue to explain the Mishnah. We had said, ketzad eino shava l'chay ul behema v'chulu. How is it not compared to either a chay or a behema? Now the Gemara says, masisu d'loi k'rebi, our Mishnah is not like Rebbe. The Tani, we have a brass that tells us, hektish chayasoi u behemasoi. If a person was makdish, their chayas and behemas, loiktish is a kai that he has is not included in that, whereas Rebbe says, hektish is a kai is included in that. The last Mishnah told us, if a fellow said, hareini nazir, shazach chay u behema v'chulu, that if a person expresses, I'll be a nazir, that this kvi is a chaya, or that this kvi is a behema, so he has to be a nazir. Now we quote another Mishnah which elaborates on this. Amar, if a person said, hareini nazir, shazach chaya, I'm a nazir, that this kai is a chaya, nazir, he's a nazir. Let's say he says, shazach behema, I'm a nazir, if this kai is a behema, nazir, he's a nazir also. Now let's say he expresses, shain zechaya, I'll be a nazir, if this is not a chaya, nazir, he's also a nazir. And if he says, shain zebehema, I'm going to be a nazir, if a kvi is not a behema, nazir is also a nazir. And furthermore, if he says, shazechaya ubehema, I'll be a nazir, if this is a chaya and a behema, nazir, he's a nazir as well. And if he says, shain zeloi chaya veloi behema, I'll be a nazir, if it's not a chaya or a behema, nazir, he's also a nazir. And that's because no matter which lashon he uses, we could say that he's actually correct, and therefore he would have to be a nazir. And in conclusion, Rav Chagai ba kumi Rav Yosi, Rav Chagai asked the following question from Rav Yosi, lama loi taninon, why didn't the Mishnah teach the following? Haruveva nirva mimenu chayiv. If a person lived intimately with a kvi, either him on it or it on him, he would be chayiv misa. And that's a din that would apply whether it's a chaya or a behema. One of the Mishnah uses one of the ways. So he responded, Tanisa b'saifa. The Mishnah does say this at the end. What does Mishnah say? Usha'ar called rachav shavan l'chayil behema. And in all other ways, it's compared to a chaya and a behema. And this is what the Mishnah was including, revea nirva. Hajalacha chumav bikurim. Mazar are finishing the second parak of Masechet Bikurim. Just like we're going to finish this parak together, we should be going to finish the entire Masechet together. And of course, all of Shas Yerushalmi together. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, beginning the last parak of the Masechet, which is the very last parak in all of the Seder Zrayim. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.